Well, which horse should you put your money on for tonight's Melbourne Cup? The TAB's Ant Nittel is with us in a moment. But first, let's go to Flemington Racecourse in Melbourne. And News Talk ZB's own Kay Gregory is there. She gets all the good trips. Hello, Kay.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you at the moment? Lots of talk today about the weather. What's it like in Melbourne? Yes. Pretty cold?
To be fair, it is cold. I think it's about 14 degrees. We've got a sea of women in very flimsy frocks looking really, really freezing. It is cold. I've been here in the past where it's absolutely sweltered. One year I came, there was a dust storm. This year, just cold, and that's all there is to it.
And what about the atmosphere? What's it like there, Kay?
They sure know how to party. Look, I don't think the weather is putting anyone off. It's a great atmosphere, actually. It's a really fabulous day, and people go to so much trouble to have a good time that I don't think bad weather stops anyone. And of course, it is a lot of it is about consuming a drink or two. And it's like watching a slow train wreck in some parts of the stand. So, you know, they just get into it no matter what.
All right, yeah.
Some people don't even see a horse.
Slow train wreck.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much a license to a national hangover, I suppose. So is the crowd mostly, though, behaving itself, Kay?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I'm just in the area where the fashion in the fields is happening. It's all really nice. Yeah, the atmosphere is good. I think it does get untidy later, but at the moment it's good. And, of course, we're all waiting for the big race to happen.
And I'm assuming that you're in one of the corporate marquees, are you?
I wish. I have just sneaked into the fashion in the fields. Larry, I need to tell you that the next time you go to the races, it is now officially okay to wear a suit with no socks.
Really?
And the guy, yes, three of the six men in the finals of the fashion in the fields had no socks on. That's the thing, you see?
And
it's a new thing.
I've never been to a Melbourne Cup, but the punters, they're mostly all dressed up, are they, apart from the socks,
absolutely.
Of course?
Absolutely.
High fashion
absolutely.
Stuff?
Absolutely. It's very high fashion. Everyone, all the females have something on their head. You can put anything on your head and call it a fascinator or a headpiece, they call it now. Men all in suits. It's just a parade of fabulous fashion. It's absolutely gorgeous to see.
Okay, and Laura doesn't care too much for the racing, but anyway, what about you? What are you wearing? You got a hat? What are you seeing?
Oh yes, I've got my fascinator on. I've got my frilly frock with a shawl over the top, of course, because it's so cold. But yeah, it's just amazing. We've got Paris Jackson here too. She's the celebrity for the event. I had to ask my daughter what Paris Jackson actually did. But she's the big name here. You know, she's been wandering around talking to the people and the horses and the whole nine yards.
So yeah, well, I was going to ask you, Kay, who the hell's Paris Jackson? But okay, it's Michael Jackson's daughter.
Michael Jackson's daughter, but I wasn't 100% sure about what she actually did. But model, I'm told.
Yeah.
A model.
Are you seeing a lot of? We did some stats last night, and I think there's something like 40,000 bottles of champagne that are drunk. are you seeing a lot of champagne flowing?
A lot of champagne is flowing, and the queues last for miles. This is an exercise in patience. I haven't even bothered to get in the queue because they just go forever. And you can only get one at a time, so you've just got to get back in the queue.
It's terrible.
But I guess they have to do it that way.
You don't have to worry about it in the corporate box anyway, Kay.
I wish.
So who have you got your money on? Who are you backing?
Oh, look, I like Marmello. Look, you said you had a dog, but anything can win this race.
No.
It's one of those races. Even yours could.
Kay, mine can't. No, I've read it. I can't believe it, really.
Malcolm Turnbull is backing Bondi Beach.
Okay.
In his electorate. But look, you could just about put your money on anything, I reckon.
Yeah.
And sometimes they just come out of nowhere.
Except my one, but your Marmello, I think that's the favourite, isn't it, at the moment? So you've got a good chance.
Yeah. Right. I like the name. I'm just going on the name.
Well, Kay, lovely to talk to you, and thank you so much. And
you're
enjoy the rest
welcome.
Of your day. Thanks, Kay.
And good luck with your horse.
Thank you, Kay. And good luck with yours. Kay Gregory from Flemington. Now, the TAB's Ant Nittel is with us. G'day, Ant. Evening to you.
G'day,
thank you for your time.
How are you, mate?
I know you're very busy. So what are you taking so far? How busy have you been?
Yeah, it's been good, mate. Since 3:30, we're around 5.5 million, so we're up about 188K. So the Kiwis have got deep pockets this time of year.
So 5.5 million, that's up on last year, is it? That 80K?
Yeah, by 188K, that's correct.
Okay. And what are you expecting in the next? You get a flood of bets, obviously, in the next three quarters hour?
Well, Oh, you bloody hope so, mate. You don't actually know. We tell the punters to get on early, you know, because there's going to be a lot of congestion. But, it should be a steady flow until the final whistle before the race starts.
Is most of your booking online now, is it?
It's online, it's on the apps, and a lot of people actually tend to go to the retail store. So it's a bit of a smorgasbord, so to speak. But a lot of it goes through the app. Or online at TAB.co.nz.
And I'm guessing, yeah, that this is the biggest day of the year. You've got Ellerslie going on at the moment as well?
Oh, mate, yeah, it's just an awesome day for Australians and Kiwis, I guess. It's when the final race starts, it's, yeah, both nations stand still. It's an absolute hooah.
That's right, a hooah. Haven't heard that for a while, Ant. Anyway, so tell us about who are the favourites. Am I right? Is it Marmello on the New Zealand TAB?
Yeah, he is, mate. He's a loose favourite there. He opened up at 850, and he's now down to 750. So he's obviously the best backed. Al Mandan, who won it obviously last year, been ridden by Frankie Dettori. He opened up at 7. He's been pushed out by 850 as the punters start to support others. But mate, this is it's such a plethora of different horses. They're all so good. You just don't know who's going to win on the day.
Well, I know mine's not. US Army Ranger is out to $71. But anyway, so Al Mandan, okay, won last year, but Frankie Dettori's on that. He hasn't won a Melbourne Cup for 25 years.
That's correct, mate. Yeah, the 46-year-old stalwart. He's been around the traps for a while, and I think that he would love to bury the hatchet and do well in this last race. You just never know. It'll be a dream come true for him, though, I guess.
All right. Thank you so much, Ant. Good to talk to you. That is the TAB's Ant Nittle. News Talk ZB. It is 4:17.